This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Even when the war in Iraq dominated the daily headlines, we didn't hear much about the millions of people who have been displaced by the fighting. That's something Kathy Kelly is trying to change.
There are 1.5 million Iraqis who went to Syria and another 750,000 estimated to be in Jordan. And these are people who, many of them, have had to just pick up and go with very little packed in bags. Many have been enduring a very miserable existence with steadily declining resources to pay for rent or for clean water or for food. And they wonder, what did they ever do to deserve so much punishment, bereavement, displacement?
Co-founder of the advocacy group Voices in the Wilderness, Kelly has traveled to the Middle East more than 10 times, including visits to refugee settlements within Iraq as well as in Syria and Jordan. Wherever she went, Kelly says, she saw children bearing the brunt of their families' harsh circumstances.
Sometimes the families have to send a teenager out to try and get work, because if the father or mother are caught working, it's almost a sure deportation because of violation of Jordanian law. Another of our companions, Dan Pearson, in a very poor camp in Damascus, said that it was common for children who weren't going to school to be out going through the garbage trying to find food.
Even the comparative calm within Iraq in recent weeks does not bode well for the dozens of camps of displaced families within Iraq. Kelly says the regional governors are unwilling to provide long-term help for them.
The 18 governorates within Iraq are more interested in closing down these internally displaced persons camps because they don't want to have a permanent responsibility to bring potable water and health care into those areas.
But Kelly also faults the United States for both creating the circumstances that have driven so many people from their homes and for allowing only a meager few of those refugees to relocate here.
Sweden has taken 90,000 Iraqis, but the United States in the past year to 12,000. Prior to that, it was something like 536. When you're looking at 4 million people who've been displaced, bringing in 12,000 to the United States is actually not so impressive. And I think other countries have looked to what the United States is willing to put toward humanitarian relief and refugee assistance and thought, well, if the United States isn't going to step up to the plate, why should we?
Even for those Iraqi refugees who have been admitted to the United States, Kelly says life remains difficult or worse.
Families have gotten here and wondered, have they gone from the frying pan into the fire when they end up with substandard housing in impoverished neighborhoods in Chicago and they don't know their way around, they don't speak the language, and they find that the resettling agencies are so overwhelmed with tasks and they can't pay workers to keep up with all the needs.
Kathy Kelly will report on her experiences living among Iraqi refugees and her participation in the Witness Against War walk from Chicago to the Republican National Convention, all in a presentation tonight at the Oddfellows Hall in Santa Rosa. We've got details and more background information on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.